Sunday Satsang, June 14, 2020. There's a question. I want to know about a subheading in your book titled Gaudiya Vaishnavism, in your book Appreciating Navadvipa. I understand that the extent of Gaudadesh, present-day West Bengal, was the Gaudadesh. Probably present-day Orissa as well as West Bengal was unified Gaudadesh. But this is not the land that comes between the southern side of Himalayas and northern side of India Range, as is mentioned in your book. Please help me understand relevance. In other words, in that book, Appreciating Navadvipa, in this section, article called Gaudiya Vaishnavism, explains about what is Gaudiya. Gaudiya means the religion of Gaudadesh. And Gaudadesh is the land between the southern side of Himalayas and northern side of India Range. So please help me understand the relevance. So the first answer is that this sentence from the book is taken exactly from Srila Prabhupada's books. So, you know, if it's a mistake, I forgive you, but I think you'll hear my explanation also. This quote I have in my book, Appreciating Vrindavan, under the entry, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, are the exact words of Srila Prabhupada in a purport from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 16, verse 21 through 22. It says, "The tract of land in India between the Himalaya Mountains and the Vindhya Hills is called Airavata." It's called Aryavarta. So this is my comments. My personal answer. That's probably the quote. And that same quote I had in the book. And that's what the person's asking. They said, "This is not, doesn't make sense," they said. Dharma Shastras, like Manu Samhita and the Sanskrit dictionary, say that Aryavarta, which is another name for Bharat, is the vast stretch of land lying north to south between the Himalaya and the Vindhya Mountains and bounded by the Eastern Sea, Bay of Bengal, and the Western Sea, Arabian Sea. Thus, this area, Aryavarta, is most of India. Most of India is Aryavarta. So she was saying, you said that Gaudadesh is the land between the southern side of Himalayas and the northern side. And she said, in the question, she said, "This is not the land. Please help me understand." First of all, the quote is from Prabhupada's books. And secondly, other shastras say, this is the land because basically it means Himalayas, in other words, the furthest northern part. Furthest northern part of the subcontinent of India is called Himalayas, and the furthest southern part in terms of hills is of India. Anything between Himalayas and Cape Comorin is India. No one can argue that. Everything between the Bay of Bengal and Arabian Sea is also India. No one can argue that either. So that's what I said. So my statement is correct. Manu Samhita says this, and Sanskrit dictionary defines basically the whole area of India is called Aryavarta. So now the person has... No, that's another question.